Well, our cold front has moved across the area, and the temperature is indeed much cooler. Now, when you walk out the door this morning, you're not going to say to yourself, oh, gosh, it's chilly, because it's really a little bit above average yet. The temperature is still in the 50s and even some spots in the low 60s, but we don't move much today. We'll manage to get up to or a little bit above 60 degrees through the noon hour, drop off into the mid-50s by late this afternoon into early this evening, and that's a solid 25 degrees cooler than the same time yesterday. So it's going to be noticeable the more we get through the day today. The good news is, if you don't like the cool weather, it's not going to last long. By tomorrow, it's already warming up. In fact, by later tonight, temperatures will be rising to around 60 degrees by sunrise. And with more humidity, some showers will develop through the day on Friday. There may even be some around for the morning commute, as well as the afternoon commute. And there's a chance for a rumble of thunder, a few scattered storms tomorrow afternoon, with some brief downpours. Temperatures will get well into the 70s tomorrow. And then it's status quo through the weekend, which is not necessarily really nice, and not necessarily a washout either. A mix of clouds and sun through the weekend, rather warm and humid, temperatures in the mid-70s, and there will be some shower chances each day, although the better chance for rain would appear to be on Saturday, and there still will be plenty of dry hours, and that holds right into the early part of next week, weather rather warm and humid, with on and off and scattered showers. Now we have the Gate River run, of course, Saturday morning. Expect mostly cloudy skies. There is the chance for a shower or two. It should not be a washout or constant rain, but certainly that opportunity for some showers, and temperatures in the upper 50s to mid-60s and a southeasterly breeze near 10 miles per hour. Not particularly windy, not overly warm, but it will be a little bit humid for the Gate River run on Saturday morning. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.